Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, great to have you with us today, and great to be joined by our old friend, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can check it out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL, and also, obviously, about MyFrontPageStory.com. Mother's Day is coming up. Ross, welcome back.
Steve, what's up, man? Always good to hear your voice. How are you?
Great to hear. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
So what? Just a general draft impression. What did you think about the draft? All these guys now have to make that chasm leap from college to the NFL. What struck you about the whole thing?
Well, you know, obviously I'm probably a little bit biased because I do a lot of work for the Eagles, but it was pretty impressive what they were able to do. I mean, I guess the way I look at it, Steve, is there were not very many mock drafts that had Jalen Carter still available at 9 or 10 where the Eagles got him. I didn't see any of them have, you know, Nolan Smith still available at 30 off the edge.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
I mean, even for those psychos that do, like, the seven-round drafts, and I say that, you know, as a compliment, but those psychopaths that do the seven-round mock drafts, you know, I also didn't see Kelee Ringo in the fourth round. So to do all that and still get DeAndre Swift, because remember, a lot of people wanted them to take Bijan Robinson, it's just really, really impressive. And, you know, I saw one report where, you know, some of the GMs aren't happy with all of the credit that Eagles general manager Howie Roseman gets. I mean, I don't know. Maybe do some of the stuff he does. Maybe have a roster as good as his.
Well, I want to ask you about DeAndre Swift. He has been a good NFL back. How important is it? And I didn't say great because I think he's good. But how important is it because you have Jalen Hurts that good is good enough?
Well, I do think that there's something to that. And that's why I never really bought into the Bijan Robinson thing because, right. You know, even like the Falcons taking him at 8. I mean, Steve, I think it's $23 million fully guaranteed, which is the third most for any running back in the league. So it's not just taking a guy at 8. It's the money that they end up getting guaranteed relative to other guys at their position, which is part of it. And I never really bought it because I guess, you know, the guy in free agency that got the most money of the running backs, and there was a bunch of running backs in free agency, was Miles Sanders, you know, former Penn Stater, which is great. I'm happy for Miles. But, you know, Miles Sanders got $6.5 million a year. I mean, in the playoffs for the Eagles, Kenny Gainwell was kind of out playing him, he out-snapped him, and so I guess I felt like Gainwell and Boston Scott were the floor for the Eagles at that position, and then they kind of already gotten Rashad Penny, I felt like, as the ceiling, and now they got kind of another lottery ticket. I mean, the only knocks really on Rashad Penny and DeAndre Swift is that they both have had their fair share of injuries. Penny more than DeAndre. Yeah. So if you have both of them, you know, maybe they'll take turns getting hurt. You always have one healthy.
Right. Exactly right. And that's, you know, durability is the big part of it for them. Do you feel now, after looking at how it's come together, that they now have as close to a complete team as you can have? Because only one NFC team has lost the Super Bowl since 1974 and gone back, and that was the 74 Vikings. So how complete do you think they are as a team, and how important is N'Kobe Dean moving forward to make that team more complete?
Yeah, so I don't think their roster is as good as it was last year, and I don't think it's going to be. I think that's very, very difficult. I think they had the best roster in team history last year. I thought they had the best roster in the NFL, and not even really by a small margin. When you just think about the depth that they had at all of these positions, I mean, they still lost 7 starters. And the guys they're bringing in, you know, whether it's Cam Jurgen or Tyler Steen at right guard, there's a very good chance that they're not as good as Isaac Seumalo was last year.
Sure.
Right? And then they're probably right now worse at both safety spots. Even the corners, Slay and Bradbury are a year older. I don't know that they're going to be a year better. You have to think they're worse at both linebacker spots. I mean, right now it's N'Kobe Dean, who you just referenced, and Nicholas Morrow. I mean, they're not as good as Kaiser White and T.J. Edwards. Maybe they'll be good enough,
right,
but I don't think you can say that. Even Jalen Carter, who might have been the best player in the draft, I mean, that'd be a heck of a year if he can play as well as Javon Hargrave played last year for the Birds.
All right, no, yeah, exactly right moving forward. But the same story is for everybody else around him. Everybody else around him isn't as good either. I think the Giants got a little bit better. I'm not so sure the Cowboys got better. And Washington's Washington. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, it's not always that whether you're as talented as last year. I always take a look at where are the other guys.
Well, and the one thing I will say about that is I do feel like the Cowboys closed the gap a little bit because they didn't really lose anybody.
No,
and
they
then
didn't.
They gained Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks. Who I think, by the way, can both still play at a high level at positions of need for the Cowboys. And the teams they got them from, I think, are paying some of their salary, definitely in Brandon Cooks' case. So I think the Eagles came back to the pack a little bit, and I think the Cowboys got a little bit better. So, you know, we'll find out, obviously, this fall if it's better enough that they can – outplay the Eagles, but the Eagles absolutely are still a Super Bowl contender, and I would say probably still the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah. You understand this better than anybody else. How big a jump is it from college to pros?
Well, it's significant. Although, you know what, Steve? It's so funny, because on today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I had on Henry Bird, who's at undrafted free agent. He signed with the Broncos. He's a Princeton kid. But I don't know. Might be the first offensive lineman to sign from Princeton since me. I don't even know. But it's been a while. But, you know, the thing I told him is, and Steve, you'll appreciate this, when I was in college at Princeton and we would watch, like, Penn State play Michigan or Notre Dame or whatever, right, we'd honestly sit there and think, well, how would we play against them if we had like 13 guys on the field the whole game, right? And then when I got to my first mini camp, I guess I had built them up so much in my head. Even the younger guys, like my age, like LeVar Arrington, you know, he's such a high school legend for 4 years that I didn't know if Bruce Smith and Big Daddy Wilkinson, like, I didn't know if they'd pick me up and throw me or what would happen, right? Like,
right.
I really didn't know what to expect. So after mini camp, you know, every snap, they moved me to right tackle. And every snap, I was going against a kid named Terry Bryant, who was second team All-ACC DN from Clemson.
Yep.
And, Steve, I kept thinking during, like, minicamp, like, when's he going to turn the Clemson on? You know what I mean? Like, when's he going to turn the good on? And don't get me wrong, it's a big leap mentally, and everything happens so much faster. The biggest jumps are actually in the speed of play, the mental processing speed, and the technique, I found, more than actually the speed. I mean, look, when you watch when Penn State plays Ohio State, those guys are all running 4-4. They're all running fast for their position. It's actually how fast they see things, how fast they process, and then how good their technique is, which is the biggest difference I found.
I just want to slip it at the end, the myfrontpagestory.com. I always love when you do this every year.
Well, I appreciate it because I love your show, especially when I'm up in Sunbury or anywhere near Bucknell. Love listening 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. And it's the coolest Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of. My sister and I got one from my mom. I mean, to have a story, it looks like it's in the Daily Item, that written all about your mom or your wife. It's beautiful. It has pictures of her. It's framed. I mean, for us to be able to say, Mom, we want to do something special, so we had a story written about you. My mom thought we were like the best kids of all time. And then she read a quote from my sister that said she wouldn't be the woman she is today without. I mean, my mom started crying. So if you want your mom or your wife to cry happy tears, It's myfrontpagestory.com, and then she'll have it hanging up in the house. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Trust me, Steve, everybody in the Valley, myfrontpagestory.com, myfrontpagestory.com.
It is so cool, and so are you. Ross, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Steve. Looking forward to listening to you this year, man. I think they're going to have a good team.
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, Ross.
See ya.